Mike Camilleri, forward for the Calgary Flames. Mike, how are you this morning?
Good, buddy. How are you?
I'm good. How's the summer so far?
It's been nice. I don't know why you're being so sensitive with your Twitter feed, though. You should see some of the stuff I get, buddy. Just name dropping. That's not bad, man. That's all right.
Do you get hammered? So you're at M. What's your Twitter? Because you changed the number on it, right?
Yeah, I just changed the number. It's M. Camilleri 93.
Yeah. So the keyboard warriors attack you. Do you get hammered every day, or is it every so often, or is it when something happens?
It's quite often, yeah. Usually whenever I tweet, you know, then you get way more positive than negative, that's for sure. But I just, it's all good. But yeah, no, don't be so sensitive, buddy. That's all right. No big deal. You can name drop once in a while. I can attest to them. They're all real friends of his.
So
they all hang out with him. I've hung out with him before. They're all buddies.
Let me ask you this question. Justin Bieber suffered a concussion yesterday in France. Do you think they sent him to the quiet room?
I don't know. What is it, 15 minutes? Was it during his concert?
Yeah, he suffered. No, I think it was before. He ran into a wall or something, or a glass wall or something during the show, and apparently suffered a concussion. But then they said, the news report said that Bieber suffers, is at no risk moving forward. Hold on a second. He just had a concussion, but he's at no risk moving forward.
We should give him a mouth guard. It'd be hard to sing with a mouth guard in. But yeah, that's we gotta take care of him. He's a big deal for us up here.
Yeah, he's a big Canadian kid. So Mike, the summer's been okay. You've had some time off. You're relaxing. Big news out of Calgary yesterday. You have a new coach in Bob Hartley. Have you had the chance to speak to him? Have you had the chance to digest it yet?
Yeah, I did. Bob called me yesterday and introduced himself, kind of thing, and pretty much what you'd expect out of a conversation like that. Just he's excited about the job and excited about our team and excited about getting together and playing some hockey. So it was nice of him, and we're all just hoping we got hockey to play come October.
So before we get to that topic, how important is it to you? And I'll give this in two parts. A, did you know Bob Hartley before? And B, how important is it to you that he reached out to you that quickly?
I didn't know him well. I mean, I knew him from bumping into him in the hallway. He was in the Montreal media there a couple of years ago when I was there. So that was pretty much the extent of meeting him. But it's, you know how it is when you're playing with guys around the league. Guys always gossip and talk about different coaches and different things. So I feel like I know him better just from talking to other guys about him. To answer that question, and then as far as reaching out, yeah, it's a nice thing. I mean, at the end of the day here, we're all just trying to win, and so we're all just getting together and trying to do the best we can to win and to play the best we can. So for a coach to kind of reach out, he's trying to call everybody, you know. He told me he was going to try and get a hold of everybody in the organization, and just it's a nice thing. It shows, I guess, his commitment level for sure.
If you're just joining us, Mike Camilleri of the Calgary Flames is our guest on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. I'm Joey Vendetta. And Mike, you touched on if we're playing hockey come September, October. What are your thoughts on that? Any opinion on it?
Yeah, I mean, I just really hope we're playing. I mean, I think it's, you know, if you really look at it, coming out of the last lockout, you know, ownership locked us out and we conceded everything they wanted, and they got everything they wanted out of the deal, and then here we are now, and the CBA's up, and let's figure out a quick model that can work here. Because, I mean, I think I think, I don't quote me on this, but I think revenues are $3+ billion this year. I mean, this has to work.
Yeah, we had Glenn Healy on yesterday. He said the revenues are $3.3 billion. That was his call. So we know it's over $3 billion, and it's just funny because Glenn brought this up when he was with the NHLPA in 94 during the lockout back then, when I think we did a charity game and Doug Gilmore was involved, a bunch of guys, and we raised a bunch of money. But Glenn brought up the fact that back then it was $400 million. And if you remember what the average salary of a player was, look, everything goes up. We know there's inflation and things cost more money and people make more money now. But hockey's grown exponentially, and it would be a shame for everyone both sides to allow posturing and a few things to get in the way. Having said that, Don Fehr is I have to say that, you know, Don Fehr is a guy who, and it depends what side you're on. His name's either Fehr or Fair, depending on, you know, what side you're on. But Don is a smart guy. Gary is Gary and Bill Daly and their negotiating team are seasoned negotiators. But you touched on a point. you know, the owners got everything they want, yet many people think that this deal turned out much better for the players, especially in hindsight.
Well, you know, that's kind of a somewhat of a PR perception. I mean, you know, if you're going to look at it and say, you know, a player does well financially, yeah, players do well financially. But if you're looking at it on a business model and a percentage and things of that nature, like I said, everything was conceded. The salary cap's there. They have cost certainty. They have linkage to revenue as far as salaries and escrow. You know, a lot of people don't know about escrow. They hold a percent of our money, and if they don't make the money, then they don't give it to us.
Mm-hmm.
They keep it and things of that nature. So it is what it is. And, you know, I just hope that, like I said, if it's a $3.3 billion industry, there's revenue, the fans are supporting the game, we have a great product, let's come up with a nice solution and model that works, and let's move on and play hockey.
Let's talk a little bit. You touch on the money component, and I've been quoting this statistic all week. In the National Football League, 90% of players who make $15 million a year or more 5 years after they retire are bankrupt. You look at guys like Terrell Owens. You look at Allen Iverson in basketball. You look at Mike Tyson. The list goes on and on and on of players. You know, Darren McCarty in hockey, who's got, you know, now works at a pawn shop in Detroit and has gone through his trials and tribulations. How does an athlete prepare for life after hockey? And we know that, you know, you're business savvy. We've talked about this before on a personal level. But what's your take on that and the responsibility of an agent, a manager? Because, look, guys make a lot of money, and then the tap, it doesn't drip. It gets shut off completely, right, unless you're smart.
Yeah, it's not an easy thing to prepare for, just because during your career, and even I'll defend kind of the support team, whether it be agents or family or friends too, because, and I've dealt with this at times and realized this as you get older too, is that during your career, you're so engaged in hockey and it takes so much of your energy, focus, mentally, physically. And then if you have a family or other relationships or other life happenings, you find it hard, and everybody in your life is really kind of trying to protect your emotions and time and energy when it comes to playing hockey. So no one wants to burden you with thoughts of anything but getting ready for your next game, because that's truly, you know, where your happiness lies. So you go from being so engaged in what you do, and I'm sure other people can relate to that depending on what they're doing and how engaged they're in that. And then from what I hear, then yeah, it just shuts off. And now, you know, you haven't maybe prepared for it, and maybe you're not to blame, or maybe the support system's not to blame, because everyone was trying to make you really, you know, fully engage in your career. And so now it shuts off and you were living a certain lifestyle and, you know, you haven't really done the cash flow analysis. So I think that's probably generally what happens, and maybe that's a little bit of a different insight on why.
We got a couple more minutes here, Mike. We're talking to Mike Camilleri of the Calgary Flames. And Mike, have you watched the Stanley Cup final at all? You played for the LA Kings. You started your career there. Any special feelings still for the Kings? We know you played for a couple of teams since, but what are your thoughts on the final?
Yeah, no, it was it's fun watching LA play this way. You know, we had some tough times when I was there, but for them to be having success there now, it's great. Happy for some people in the organization for sure. I got to play. I was the only guys left that I played with were Kopitar and Brown, and nice to see Kopi score a big goal. I mean, I haven't watched it closely, so I'm not going to comment on the games itself because it'd be ignorant of me.
So before we let you go, you're a dad now, you're a family guy. Tell me about that experience, because it's something that that changes a lot of people when it happens. And how's fatherhood for Mike Camilleri?
Yeah, I'm really enjoying it. Our daughter's almost 10 months old, so it's been fun, and she's, you know, going through all the stages. So really, really having a great time with it, and just enjoying kind of settling in the summer and spending a lot of time at home.
Well, I'm sure you're going to be working out hard this summer and getting ready for next season. And again, thanks for your time. I know you got a hot yoga class to get to. Not something that I've ever done, nor judging by what I've seen, can do. But who knows? Maybe one day I'll join you. And hot yoga in LA is a whole other story, right?
I know. Yeah, there's reasons why you'd like hot yoga too.